right, the first card is a thank you. It says, we would like to thank you all for the cards, the prayers, the texts, the phone calls, the food, and for coming to the service for our mother, mother-in-law, and precious grandmother, Patsy Leaptrot. Please continue to pray for the family. Love to all, Kip, Anita, and Taylor. And Kip's dad's here this morning. We just want to continue to pray for the family. All right. Here's another thank you card. It says, thank you all so much for letting us borrow your vacation Bible school decorations. Our children really enjoyed the Jesus is my superhero theme. We had three children ask Jesus to come into their heart. It says, praise the Lord. Thank you again for your kindness. And that is from the Rich Fork Baptist Church. So they're appreciative of that. All right. As many of you know, we have revival coming up starting next Sunday. Okay? So this coming weekend, we're getting back to praying for 48 hours. All right? That starts Friday morning, this Friday morning at 6 a.m. And we need that to be continuous. Okay? Now, a church of 229 people that was here a couple weeks ago, we need 48 people to sign up for prayer. This sheet, now maybe some of you didn't know about it, some of you didn't see it, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, but this is almost embarrassing to the Lord. Not to me. This is almost embarrassing to the Lord of a church that says they love the Lord. We have a special love, but probably over half of this is not even filled in. There's two names on the back sheet that goes from Saturday morning at 9 a.m. till Sunday morning at 5 a.m. You say, well, boy, that's early. Well, yeah, it is early. But how early do you get up to go hunting? How early do you get up to go on vacation? How late do you stay up, you know, when your favorite show's on at 2 o'clock in the morning? So, as Rex would say, I didn't know I was going to say all that, but I'm sorry. this is a shame, okay? This is a shame, and before we leave today, this needs to be filled out, okay? So, I'm not going to interrupt church service and the Spirit of the Lord moving by this going around this morning, but it's going to be out in the foyer. And as you leave, if your name's not on here, you say, well, I can't pray for an hour. You'd be surprised what you can do. If you come in here, okay, we open the door. It's just you and the Lord, okay? You can lock the door behind you, and you come in and you pray, okay? The Lord will reveal to you what he wants you to pray for. I used to think the same thing. I'm like, good night, what am I going to pray for an hour? And then the person that was behind me didn't show up, and I had to pray for 2 hours. But that was all right, because the Lord will come on the scene and he will anoint the situation. He really will. Let's fill this out, okay? If you're really real about revival, okay, we all say all the country needs revival. Well, let it start here.
Right.
Let it start here.
Right.
You won't find a better evangelist than Alan Stewart. And I'm sure he's praying. We need to be praying. There's folks that need the Lord, our community, the people that we work with, okay? Folks that used to come here, don't go anywhere anymore. We need to pray for them, all right? So let's get this filled out today. I'll put it back there in just a little bit. All right, I'll get off my high horse. Let's worship the Lord through our tithes and offerings this morning, all right? Brian, I'm going to ask you to, you miss a lot, and I know it's not because you want to, it's because you have to for work, but I appreciate that you're here, and so I'm going to ask you to ask God's blessing on the offering and the service today.
Father God, we bow our knees again, Lord. Thank you this morning, Lord, for your sweet spirit you surround us with, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the many blessings you send our way. Lord, we pray for the service this morning, Lord, and we ask your anointing upon it, Lord. We
amen.
Ask
amen.
You, Lord, for this morning, Lord, for the offering, Lord, that we'll use it to further your kingdom.
pray.
In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. When I look
around
and see the
good things each come for me,
I know
I'm unworthy of it all.
But His blessings
He freely gives.
I owe
my life to Him.
I've got so much
to thank Him for. So much to thank Him for,
so much
to praise Him for.
Well, you see
how He's been so good to me.
And when
I think
of all He's done and
where
He's brought me from, I've got
so much to thank Him for.
Stop and say
thank you
for all you've done for me. One day I'll reach heaven sure. Oh please let me kneel once more. I've got so much
to thank Him for.
And I've got
so much to thank Him for.
He's been so good to me. When
I think
of all He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got
so much to thank Him for.
When
I think
of all He's done
and where
He's brought me from,
got so much to thank Him for.
Get out of here without saying something this morning. But a few weeks ago, my husband gave a testimony about a devastating thing that had happened to us that week, or that we had found out about. And some of you know what that is, some of you don't, but we were informed that probably within 2 weeks of that time, he was going to lose his job. And as most of you all know, 2 years ago, I quit my job to be able to be at home, to help better take care of my mom and do some things that she needed to have done, and to help my sister out a little bit. And so, you know, we were just really in a quandary as to what to do, because in 2 weeks, we were going to lose everything, probably our health insurance and everything. And that kind of sends you into a bit of a tailspin. And, of course, I was in a place where I liked what was going on in my life. I liked being at home. I liked being able to go up to mom's, and if she had an appointment, I could take her to an appointment, and we could go out to eat and just, you know, spend some time together. And it looked like that was probably going to come to a close. But we just really started praying about it, and we just kept saying, the Lord's in control. He knows what we need. And that's exactly what I prayed for. I said, Lord, you know what we need. You know what our bills are. You know that we need insurance. You know the situation better than anybody else. And only you can supply that need. So I just started praying like that. And I know he was praying like that too. Well, this week on Monday, I was driving down the road. I was actually going up to mom's. And I was just praying as I went along, the same prayer, Lord, you know what we need. And you know how to supply that need. But this time I also said, if I have to go back to work, you're going to have to provide a way for me to do that. And you're also going to have to make it drop in my lap, because I don't want to look for it. So that afternoon, that very afternoon, I got a phone call from a guy that I've known for quite some time. He was a tenant in one of our buildings when I worked 2 years ago. And he said, would you like to come to work for me? And I said, I need flexibility, because I don't want to put the burden of everything that's going on with my mom onto my sister. I don't think that's fair to her. So I said, if I'm going to go back to work, I've got to have some flexibility. He said, I can be as flexible as you need me to be. So, starting tomorrow, I'm going back to work. So y'all just pray for me, but I just had to stand and thank the Lord publicly for what he's done for us and for the way that he's answered prayer. Prayer doesn't always get answered that quickly. And I know that. I've been there. I mean, there have been things that I've been praying for years and still don't have an answer to. But he knows what we need when we need it, and I thank him for that.
I am blessed. 46.
Yeah.
Aren't you thankful for that? Let's take our hymn books, turn to page 202. Let's stand as we sing. The choir comes down. 202.
I heard an old, old story, how the Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. And all my
I was sat back there thinking about the song because I didn't know what I was going to sing. I came up here and somebody was playing the song. I said, well, we'll just do that one. But I couldn't help sit back there. And I think Debbie knows where I'm going. But our granddaughter's here this morning. And it's our granddaughter, Vicky, great-granddaughter, Al. I don't want to leave that out. But such a blessing.
Yeah.
And but I thought about her mommy. We took our kids to church.
Yeah.
And it just a thing. We just took them. And they would sing at home, and they would always sing the Christian songs on tapes and stuff like that. And I don't know what she was. But... her mommy would sing this song, and it was O Bickery in Jesus. O Bickery in Jesus. But you know, we raised them, and they're not in church this morning, but you do the best you can. We blame ourselves sometimes about what we didn't do and what we should have done. But I'd rather look back and know that we took them to church and did the right thing than look back and say that we didn't. So God knows all about that. It took me a long time to follow Jesus. As we was talking this morning, I said, I wish I could go back and been more committed when I was younger, and how much better off I'd be today. But Christ brings us at our own time, and we're just praying. But it's just good. It's just good. God is good for us and to us. Thank you.
I don't usually do this, but I sat there this morning and said, the Lord tells you to do something, probably ought to do it. Obey the Holy Spirit, I don't know who it's for. But I'm not sure what page it is.
Amen. He's here, folks. He's here.
Amen. been at Goldtown very much, you know that I say this pretty frequently. If you have, now my child and daughter-in-law, my grandkids, they're not here. They're a long way away, but they're in church.
Yeah.
Actively.
Yeah.
Actively.
Yeah.
Serving the Lord in many ways.
Yes.
And I just want to remind you, if you have children and grandchildren, parents in church, especially with you, but anywhere serving the Lord, don't forget to thank the Lord for it.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Don't forget to pray for him.
Amen.
Because I don't like to give Satan much credit, but evil is present.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he wants to snatch him out.
Yes.
And he'll do it in a heartbeat.
Amen.
So be thankful and pray for him. And if your family isn't, don't give up.
That's right.
You all, most of you know the story of my nephew who passed away at the age of 39. His mother tried to take her children to church when they were small. Satan thought, long story short, after they were small, they weren't in church very much. And what they knew about the Lord, they knew from their grandma and grandpa. But God was merciful. And very near the end, he made his peace with the Lord.
Amen.
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 And my sister would remind her big burly boys from time to time that they were living on the mercy of their grandparents' prayers. So don't forget to pray for your family.
That's right. That's
the ones that are saved and the ones that are lost.
Yeah.
Because we, right now, right at this instant, there's still hope.
Yeah.
It could change when you blink your eyes.
Right. Amen.
Your life can change in a second.
That's right.
Beyond anything that you can do anything about.
Amen.
I just want to thank God for all his mercy, all his blessings, and for how he still performs miracles every day.
Sure.
Yeah. Amen.
Sometimes you gotta look for them, sometimes you don't. Sometimes they just slap you in your face and you're like, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna stop talking.
That's what happened to Pam this week. It just slapped her right in the face. But like I say, I don't typically do this. If somebody asks me to sing one, I will, but I'm not one to volunteer just to get up here and do this. But I have no idea who this song is for, but the Lord does, he knows what he's doing. But this song is called Follow Me. And what it talks about, just listen to the words. I don't know if I can even sing it or not, but just listen to the words. Because we've heard this morning of what we go through, you know, and how tough things are on us. And as human beings, we can't deal with things. But this song talks about what he went through. What he went through for you and for me. If you're here this morning and maybe you're here and maybe you've backslid, maybe you've never accepted the Lord as your Savior, he loves you. And he went through a lot just so that you could come be with him, but you have to accept him. You have to accept him. So I traveled down a lonely road and no one seemed to care. The burden on my weary back had bowed me to despair. I oft complained to Jesus how folks were treating me. And then I heard him say so tenderly, my on that Calvary road. The cross became so heavy, I fell beneath the load. Be faithful, weary pilgrim, the morning I can see. Just lift your cross and follow close to me. I work so hard for Jesus, I often boast and say. I've sacrificed a lot of things to walk that narrow way. I gave up fame and fortune, I'm worth a lot to thee. And then I hear him gently say to me, I left the throne of glory and counted it but loss. My hands were nailed in anger upon a cruel cross. But now we'll make the journey with your hand safe in mine. So lift your cross and follow close to me. Oh, Jesus, if I die upon a foreign field someday, 'twould be no more than love demands, no less could I repay. No greater love hath mortal man than for a friend to die. These are the words he gently spoke to me. If just a cup of water I place in your hand, then just a cup of water is all that I demand. But if by death to living they can thy glory see, I'll take my cross and follow close to thee. All glory to God. Amen. All right. Anybody have a testimony? Bless you, buddy.
Bless you, brother.
Bless you.
Today is kind of a happy, sad day for me, for Susie. The fact being that I thought, as Tony was talking about his children and Pam was talking about her children, and I have a child that's leaving us today. We had a little classroom gathering for him, but over the past year, he's been teaching with me. And that was probably one of the greatest privileges that I could have.
Yeah. Oh,
right. Bless you.
He's getting married.
Bless you, buddy.
He talked to us about it. He said, Dad, he said, I feel like I need to go to Michaela's church to help them out.
That's right.
And I thought, that's wonderful.
Sure. Yeah.
I thought about Greg and Paula, how Evan has gone to the church with the girl. He's going to get married soon too. And then he's teaching class too. I thought, what more could you ask for?
Right. Amen.
I don't know if they'll let him teach, but if they need my recommendation, I'll go talk to him about it. But I asked him this morning, how was your teaching experience? And he said, well, when it first started, I was nervous. And then after a while, it just felt good. But the thing he said most was, I learned more teaching than I did come to. that's true, but that's right. I want you to pray for them. He's sitting on the back row, and him and Caleb would care to stay. And I don't know if you've ever met him or not, but stand up, Jamin.
Amen.
Saturday I'll be marrying him, so you pray for me. It's kind of a tough situation. I know Al's married his grandsons, and it's not that I don't want to. It's just I just love him so much, and I want him to be happy in the Lord more than anything.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yep. Yes.
Amen.
Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you.
Anybody else?
God bless us.
Well, the Holy Spirit's just blessed us today. Now I'm telling you. Yeah.
Yep.
And having said that, Rob, I'm going to ask you to come on up. While he's coming up, I'll just say this about Jamin. Jamin's always been quiet. He doesn't say much. But I'll never forget his testimony, one of the testimonies that he gave. I'll never, ever forget it as long as I live. And it's what's happened here this morning. He stood up right over here one morning. And he said, he had taught, I think, on the Holy Spirit that morning in Sunday school. And he stood up over here in his testimony and he said, obey the Holy Spirit. Yeah. You need to obey the Holy Spirit. And that's what's happened this morning. I'm thankful that we go to a church that welcomes the Holy Spirit in. I really am. I'm thankful for that. And I'm just thankful that, like I say, Jamin's kind of quiet, but appreciate his life. I appreciate his life. So we'll wish him well. As Pastor Rob comes, I'm going to ask somebody that I have a whole lot of respect for in the Christian faith, and that's Virgil Martin. I'm going to ask him if he would stand and ask God's blessing on the message this morning.
God bless. Blessing, Lord. Blessing, Lord. Almighty God. Blessing, Lord. Our Heavenly Father. Amen. Thank you, Father, for God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We're thankful, Heavenly Father, that we are comforted by Him.
Amen.
We ask you, Lord, to bless those, Father, that don't know you this morning. Touch their hearts. For those, Father, that are in the eye of the storm.
Amen.
We pray, Heavenly Father, there's so many people that are lost. Possessions lost their loved ones. And we ask you, Lord, to reach out and use the church to touch hearts.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, for what you have done for us this morning.
Yeah.
Father, thou art worthy of all praise. We thank you, Father, for the resurrected Christ.
Amen. Yes.
John said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away sins of the world.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, for loving us so much.
Amen.
That you sacrificed your only begotten Son. We thank you, Father, for the death, burial, and resurrection. And we serve the risen Savior,
amen,
who loves us. We ask you, Lord, to bless Rob.
Yeah.
Speak to him, Heavenly Father. May the Holy Spirit of God have his way with him.
Right.
This morning, you know each and every one of our needs. We ask you, Lord, to draw us closer to one another, and especially to you. In Christ's name we ask for us.
Amen. As Rob comes, I'm just going to ask everybody if they would. Let's give God a good praise and thanks clap this morning that he has allowed Pastor Rob to come back and be with us this morning.
Thank you, Ron. Love you, brother. Love you. God is good. And all the time. Now, somebody probably still needs to praise the Lord, and I'm going to tell you why, because I'm going to tell them myself. we preached, if God tells you to do something, we should just do it. Shouldn't we? How easy is that? Well, I preached Thursday night in a revival, and part of my sermon, I talked about doing what God asks you to do. If you got your Bibles, turn to Romans chapter 8. Doing what God asks you to do when God asks you to do it. Because if you don't, he's going to let somebody else do it. Did you hear I said he's going to let somebody else do it? Not make them, but they're going to get a chance to. Last night at the Sing, the Gold City was singing one of my favorite songs, Under Control. And God was blessing, and in what ended up being the last chorus of that song, God was blessing me, and I felt like I should stand up, but the chorus was halfway over. And I thought, now how, well, that's not a place to stand up in the middle of the chorus. I said, Lord, let them do one more chorus. They didn't do one more chorus. It was their fault, their mistake, not mine. But when they finished, I looked to my right, and there stood a guy with both hands raised. He got the blessing that I missed out on. Because God asked me, I felt, and I didn't. So I talked about it Thursday. I disobeyed it Saturday. I don't want you to disobey it on Sunday. So if you need to praise God this morning, now's your chance. Here's the one more that I didn't get because I shouldn't have needed it. You got one more chance if you want to praise the Lord this morning. If not... All right.
We're already up there, so I'm not going to say anything. And then you say that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hinder you. I don't really know what I'm supposed to say except that I love the Lord. I love this church. I was thinking earlier this week that Steve and I will celebrate 20 years of marriage this year. And we got married in May, and we started coming here in March. And I just thought about how different our lives would be had we not come to Gold Town. And I don't know why I'm supposed to share this, but I'm going to. And I've shared it before, but I guess someone needs to hear it. About 5 years into our being here, Rob and I had a huge disagreement. Now, I can stand here right now and tell you that it was Rob's fault.
Right. I wouldn't disagree.
But I know now. That had nothing to do with Rob. It was about Julie. And I was devastated. I was hurt. And I just wasn't sure if I would come back to church here. And I was sweeping in my hallway. I could take you right into my house where I was sweeping in the hallway. And I said to the Lord, I said,
someone in this building that you worship with weekly that you're divided against, or you have an odd against, you need to make things right.
Amen. Right.
How do you think God felt when I sat under preaching in this sanctuary and there was someone I had an odd against?
Right.
So I apologize to you again, Rob. I love you. I'm glad that God spoke to me, and I know that you followed God's leading when He instructed you to call us, probably. I love this church, and I love everything about it. I love that I'm raising my kids here, and you know, for those of you who have raised your kids in church, and they're not with you now, I was born on Tuesday and brought to church on Sunday. My mom brought us to church every week. Dad would stay home and have dinner ready when we cooked. And for a long time, I got out of church. But in my heart, I knew when I laid my head down at night, I didn't want to die because I wasn't sure that I would go to heaven.
Right.
Out of His will. If you have children that you raised in church, Debbie and Tony, and they're not here, just know that they know they
right.
should be
here. Right.
Yeah. And keep praying.
Amen.
I love this church. If you don't have anything to pray for this week, pray for me. I am a work in progress. The Lord knows I am not still when I need to be, but I'm trying.
Bless you. That was God working on all of us back then, working hard on. I still got a long way to go. But we love Julie and Steve and the boys, and wouldn't want to not be here, and wouldn't want to not be here with them. I know I could call them anytime, and they'd be there. Anybody else? Yeah.
We're getting ready to have a good revival.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you've got, not like you said, if you've got an odd or against someone or someone against you, open up and let it out.
Right.
And the Lord will bless us for it. You know?
Sure.
Now, me, I don't have any problems. You know? I'm perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody else?
Amen. Bless you.
Bless Trent.
Bless
yeah.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Bless
you. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord for it.
By the Holy Spirit, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
Bless you, Trent.
Bless
you. I got a lot to say.
Yeah. Pray for him.
Bless you, Trent.
Bless Trent.
Bless him.
I'll start out by thanking God for allowing me to get accepted to PA school. I don't deserve it a bit. I didn't deserve it. Everything that's happened in my life, I haven't deserved it.
Bless you.
I'll just tell the whole story from the beginning.
Yeah, please do, because this is an amazing story of how God works. This is an amazing story right here. Step up into the.
But yeah, I started out senior year. You know, you're looking at where you want to go to college, and I knew I wanted to go in the medical field. I wanted to have an impact on people, and I didn't know which field to go into. I shadowed a couple people. And I decided I want to be a PA, and you know, I just said, you know, if that's the right thing, I want you to work it out for me. And God allowed me to go to the right school. He allowed me to go to UC for just about free. And there's a PA school there, so I knew that had to have been the right choice. And then I started going there, and I said, you know, they said it's almost impossible to get in to PA school, and there's 1,000-some kids who apply. They only have 30 seats.
Think about that.
And,
bless you, buddy.
And then I said, I'm going to try to apply early, and that lowered my odds even more. And So I wasn't even going to apply this year. I said, I'm not getting in. There's no way. I said, something was just telling me. I knew it was God. He was just telling me, go ahead and apply and see what happens.
Sure.
And I filled out an application 3 days before it was due. I didn't even get to put that much time into it. So that's how I know I really didn't deserve it. I didn't even put enough time into it, really. But so I sent one in, and a couple months later, or a month later, they said, you got an interview. I said, well, that's surprising in itself. I didn't think I was even going to get an interview. So I got an interview. I said, well, this year's just going to be a year for experience. I'll just learn what I need to do for next year so I can do better next year. And then I go to my interview, and I was the only one there who's trying to get in early. Everyone else was trying to get in 2018. I tried to get in for 2019. And, there's people there 4 years. They've already graduated. They've been in college 4 or 5 years. Some of them have been working at, I know one lady had been she was a chiropractor for years, and she's just trying to switch careers. I said, there's no way I can measure up to someone who's got that much experience. And I've been in college a year. I'm not even close to any of these people. And so I go to the interview, come back. I say, well, now I know what to do for next year. And then this past week, I know there was one girl that's also trying to get in with at the same time I am, and she sent me a text. She said she got an email. She didn't get in. And I said, I haven't got an email yet. I guess I'm pretty sure if you didn't get in, I'm not getting in. And a little bit later, I got an email while I was at work. It said, I want you to come into my office. I want to talk to you. I was like, it could be good or bad. I'm not sure. And so I was praying about I'll take a step back, actually. The day that I knew that they were looking at the applications and the interviews, I just sat by my bed, and it was around 11:30, and for some reason I was doing homework, and I just had this feeling that said, just go ahead and pray for it. They're probably looking at your application right now. And
amen.
I just sat down and I prayed for about 10 minutes and just consistently just saying, allow them to look at the potential, not that I did anything in the interview, but let them see that I really want to do this, and that I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure I'm good at it, whether I looked good in the interview or not, that's really what I want to do. I want to make a difference, and if it's what you want me to do, God, let me get in. And the next day I got that email that I had got in. I went into the office that next morning that I got in, and he'd worked everything out since senior year. It's just worked out perfectly, I don't deserve it, but the next thing, I really don't want to say it.
Yeah.
I don't even want to. I don't really want to do it, but God has worked everything out in my life so easily for me. I can't let him do that and me not pay him back for it in my life. And just this past week, I also, there was a verse somebody was preaching out of. I can't even remember who it was now, but it was Philippians. I think it was Charlie teaching. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. It says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I have that verse starred from January 29th, 2017.
That's true.
And the reason I starred that, that was the night that God, I felt like God called me to preach. And, trust me, that was January 29th. I've waited a long time. I don't really want to do it, but
bless you, Trent.
But then God does all this for me, and I can't say no. So, trust me, I did not want to say that just now. I wanted to put it off even longer.
Bless you, Trent.
But I'm scared. I don't know if I can measure up. But I figured if I didn't say it now, after God did all that for me, I might never do it for Him. And I don't know when. I just know that I've been called. I don't know how it's going to work out. I'll let God handle that, or whenever I feel like I need to be doing it. But I just know that God's called me, and I'd like you all to pray for me and keep remembering me.
Who can tell me Philippians 4:13?
I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me.
There you go. There you go.
He can do it.
He can.
Yeah. And you know, being afraid helps us to pray for.
Right.
I don't know of anybody that hasn't gone into the ministry that hasn't been afraid.
Right.
That still gets nervous. That is all things we can do.
Yes.
Because He lives.
Right. Right. Right.
Hey, Robbie.
Yes.
I have the privilege of being with my student. I just want to say it because she can get away with it. Okay, do it. Her name is Sarah Corso. And she said she wants to give her testimony, but she didn't want to do it on my own. So I'm here.
Yeah. Amen. Bless you. Yeah. Amen. Somebody else. It's your time. It's your time.
Yeah.
I'm here for God, not here for me.
We have a church yet.
Has God been good to you?
Yes, He has.
Somebody else. It doesn't get easier than a morning like this to stand up and praise the Lord.
Like, Robbie,
I think
we all should stand and praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless you,
Bobby. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody just want to stay standing and keep it going?
Yeah, there's the folks talking about the youngins in church. I got three that knows where they should be, but they're not. The y'all remember us in prayer. Remember them. One day they walked through the door. And not depart again.
Yeah.
But we still have to pray for them. Everybody's got the faults and their issues, but it's tough. It's a burden with other issues I got, health and all that stuff. It's hard. But you know, God's good. He can do it. He's good all the time.
Right.
We've heard that this morning.
Yeah. Absolutely. Somebody else. Let's just praise the Lord.
Sure.
Amen.
Sure. Yeah.
Frankie, I know I'm not officially in charge of this anymore.
Bless you.
But I can't get this off of my mind, so I didn't want to put him on the spot. But I think we need to hear if he sees what we don't.
Yeah.
I think I coaxed Debbie into doing that.
Amen. While she's getting ready, somebody else.
Amen.
Oh, they're coming. Somebody
wants to have Trent come up there, and let's just come
Trent
around and shake hands with him.
Yeah.
And give him a word of encouragement.
Well, yes.
Why don't we do this while they're getting ready?
Yeah.
Why don't we come gather around and pray for him?
Yeah.
Think in the Bible, we've seen many times before they sent people out, they laid their hands and prayed, laid hands on them and prayed for them. So if you believe in the power of prayer. And I'm going to tell you what I like about Trent and his announcement. He said, I don't want to do this. That tells me it's not him and it's not about him. It's about God and it's all God. He's not here. He's not wanting to do it. So you can see or hear him. It's all about Jesus. So let's pray for Trent. And when we're done praying, then everybody can gather around and shake his hand.
Father, we thank you.
Like a fragrance after the rain.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
God is here. God is moving. God is calling. Will we answer is the question. I want to read three verses to you. I'm not going to speak. I'm not going to preach. But I want to read three verses to you that God gave me. Because this might be just what you need to hear right now in your life. In Romans chapter 8, I'm going to read 28, 31, and 37. Romans 8, 28 says this. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. 31 says, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And 33 says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. The Bible says in 37, nay, we are conquerors. We are conquerors through Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. This morning in your life, what you're going through right now, I want you to know this. God's got you covered. But we got to give it to Him. We go through things. We go through times. We go through troubles. We go through heartaches. We go through tribulation. But know this. God can use everything in my life, good, bad, and indifferent, and your life, for your good. Whatever you're going through, you can conquer it through Christ. Because it's Jesus and Jesus alone. As they sing, if everybody would stand. As they sing, if you need Jesus this morning, if you need Jesus this morning, He's here. He's ready with arms wide open to take whoever comes. Or if you just want to talk to Jesus, you just want to thank Jesus, you just want to say, hey, Jesus, it's been a while, but it's me. If you need Him or if you want Him, this morning as they sing, the altar's open and Jesus is open. Let us be open.
In this life, when fear is so heavy and burdens weigh on your mind, you are weak in the knee and no strength can you find, but just hold on, help's right on time. My Jesus is always on time, and though you may see a valley, He sees the mountain you'll be standing on. When tears falling down. I'm so glad he sees what we don't.
Anybody got anything? God has been good this morning. God has.
You know, this is the time, Robbie, for us to come when the waters have broken.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, when the atmosphere of the Lord, it was here in Sunday school.
Yeah.
We really did, and it just seemed like it just swept on.
Yeah.
Right.
My, you can tell them we had the greatest preacher.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. The preacher showed
the
up.
King of kings.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The Spirit was here.
Yeah.
Somebody. Rob, I want to thank the Lord for the...
Bless you, Jamie.
Bless you, Jamie.
The wife that he's given me.
Yeah.
My two boys.
Bless you, Jamie.
And their desire to serve him.
Yeah.
Jordan and all the things he does. I heard at college, he's going to his roommate's church with their family when he can't come in. He's doing CSU, playing and singing for that.
All right.
I just want to thank you for that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
And that's, everybody has their favorite verse. That verse, Philippians 4:13.
Bless you, David.
Bless you,
David. Bless you.
When I was growing up, my grandfather was founder and pastor of Utah Mission. And I got to go to, they take me to Sunday school with my parents didn't go. Dad grew up in a Christian home.
Amen.
But back around 2000, I seen that verse glued with a little tag with a stock car. And that verse has stuck with me since then. I wasn't a Christian then. But it's just stuck with me.
Yeah.
And I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Right.
So I just pray that he might be the Christian husband, mold me into the Christian husband, father, brother, friend, that he would have me to be.
Amen. Yeah. Somebody else?
Bless his heart.
Somebody else?
Thank the Lord.
Would you bow your heads? I don't know your heart. Robbie, Aaron, Jimmy, none of us know. No one knows.
Right.
But you don't have to tell anybody. I'm going to ask you something. If there's a need in your life, you don't have to tell nobody. Would you just raise your hand and let us pray for you? No one's looking but Robbie and myself. The rest is praying. Is there a need in your life you'd like the rest of the church to pray for? Would you lift up your hand?
Bless that hand. Amen. Bless that hand. Bless that hand. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless that hand. Bless you.
To lift up your name to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah, bless that hand. Bless you.
If I don't know your needs, I'll just say, Lord, you saw those hands.
Yeah, bless you. Bless that hand. Bless that hand. Bless you. Bless you. Bless that hand. Bless that hand. Yeah, bless
you. Glory, bless you. Bless you.
Yeah.
My. He's here. Anybody else? Bless you.
Yeah, bless you.
Amen.
Bless you.
Jesus is here.
Yes.
Hands going up everywhere. Church, pray.
Indeed.
you don't know him, he wants to introduce himself. And if you do know him, he wants to help you. Thought about the song they sang. Jesus can see what we can't see. Jesus knows things we don't know. Jesus can move mountains that we can't move. And he can change situations that we can't change. Whatever you're going through, whatever your need, whatever your prayer, give it to Jesus.
Amen.
Just give it to Jesus,
he
and things will change.
Touched, Robbie,
yes.
With the fin and the vine from it.
Right, right.
I'm glad he's a present help.
Me too. Me
yeah.
too.
Hey, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Yeah.
Amen.
Absolutely. Anybody else? Anybody else feel good in the Lord?
Amen.
All right, we'll be back here at 6 o'clock tonight. Come out and join us. Keep the spirit here.